you mean I don't have a room? Holly Dent, member of the Fifth Guild of Reapers, stood in front of the registration desk of the Nocturne Falls Woodwinds Inn. Wearing her full Reaper regalia of a black hooded robe and sensible shoes, clutching her ceremonial death scythe in one hand, her familiar, Artemis, a snow-white cockatiel shifter, and her birdcage in the other, Holly knew she must have been a frightening sight. The only things she wanted was a hot meal and a soft bed. But by the looks of it, that wouldn't be forthcoming for quite a while. The cockatiel hissed in echoed frustration. It had been a long, cross-country train ride. Though they'd had a sleeping compartment, it had been narrow, the mattress hard, and it all reeked of mildew. Oh, yeah, only the best for government workers, right?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I just don't see your reservation.
The desk clerk, a short, wispy-haired wood sprite, said. Perched on the top of a two-step ladder, he squinted down at the computer screen. That's not possible. The guild always makes the arrangements.
And we know they never make mistakes,
Artemis grumbled beside her.
Except for that time in Albuquerque, or again in Lincoln, or Chicago.
Bird, please, Holly hissed. She turned her attention back to the desk clerk. It's all here. My name is Holly Dent, and I've got a room reserved through next week, though hopefully I won't be here more than a few days, she said. I'm a Reaper, sent by the High Council. You can see that my documents are in order. She reached into her pocket and pulled out the glowing stone.
He said. I believe there is an error here.
An error? What kind of error? Didn't anybody tell this guy not to mention such things in front of a Reaper? Holly's frustrations manifested in dark clouds that had started to gather overhead. Her mood affecting the weather was just a side benefit. It added to the air of mystique that helped her when dealing with the public.
It appears that your council secretary tried to book the room, and we informed them that because of the annual black and orange ball, we're full and will be booked solid for the next 43 years.
You're kidding me.
It's a very popular holiday around here. Perhaps you could try again in a decade or so.
Holly leaned closer, standing to her full 5-foot-5-inch height.
Listen to me, you little gremlin.
Wood sprite,
he said, leaning forward so that they were nearly nose to nose. Whatever. The High Council sent me here, and here I will be staying. So you better find me a room. Thunder rumbled around them.
Okay, what will it be? Vampire, werewolf, gargoyle, witch, warlock, demon, shinigami, or any number of assorted deities?
What are you talking about?
Just checking to see which one you'd prefer bunking with, because if you plan to stay here, you're going to be sharing a bed. Oh, and I'd watch out for the shinigami. I hear they tend to bite.
Great. I get it. There's no room. What am I supposed to do now?
Beats me, Reaper. Every inn, hotel, hostel, motor lodge, and kennel is full up. Like I said, very popular holiday.
Furious, Holly crossed her arms and tapped her foot, trying to figure out where she was going to go for the night.
What about the nearest town? Anything reasonably close? The entire region is filled. You can always try knocking on doors and scare half the town into an early grave.
She motioned to her attire.
The council can barely keep up with the incoming expirations as it is.
He shrugged.
There's the old Highland place.
A tiny, almost molecular ray of hope seeped into her soul. Do they take visitors?
You could say that, he chuckled. It's a funeral home. Got all sorts of space. It's 6 blocks south on the right. Big, scary house. You can't miss it.
He handed her back her documentation.
Maximilian Highland is the funeral director. Tell him Woody sent you.
Holly stared at him open-mouthed for a few seconds.
What?
He drew back. Woody, the wood sprite? Really? He let out an indignant huff.
Is it my fault my parents had a sense of humor?
He waved her off and then popped out in a cloud of smoke. The bird in her cage coughed dramatically.
Don't you hate smokers?